My leg is bacon thanks to the over-enthusiastic heater on the train I've just disembarked from. I'm now in a frozen car, awaiting the final drive home, but I thought I'd record a quick note on tonight's fantastic evening. It was spent near Farringdon in a place called The Green at the second meeting ever of the League of Pragmatic Optimists. I had the first meeting ever in my diary for a very long time. Well, for the moment I heard about it. And I missed it due to having to assist in the birth of my baby daughter on the living room floor, which is pretty optimistic. That's a damned optimistic thing to be doing, having a child in this crazy mixed up world we're in. And tonight, I was in a room full of people that all had something in common. They all quite simply wanted to make the world a better place. Small projects, big projects, ideas flying around all over the place. Thick and fast. Tonight was this kind of initially a meeting, a kind of democratic get-together to decide on what the format of a LOPO meeting should be. Not many using the hashtag as yet, L-O-P-O for League of Pragmatic Optimists. But a lot done, I think. A lot fleshed out, a lot formulated. We could see what worked, what didn't work. How to stand up and in the 2 minutes pitch the idea that you require assistance in. It was incredible how non-commercial and totally creative the night felt. I don't think I've ever been to a meeting of minds, be it a think tank or a geek meet, where the topic of money didn't raise its head more than a few uncomfortable times. Tonight was completely different. So the magic ingredient is definitely there. I know that there are people collaborating already, but the key to this, and it was said again and again and again, this isn't just about talking about these things that need to be done. This is about doing these things that need to be done. And he couldn't help but feel inspired and enthused. I have pledged to do something, and that is to assist in the creation of an online space so that the conversations can continue outside of that room in some kind of collaborative workspace. Is Diaspora suitable for that? Let's have a look. Let's give it a go. I'm going to try and bring as many of my friends into this kind of thinking space as possible. People like Buddha Magnet would be held in very high esteem because there were not any or many coders there at all. Lawyers, scientists, a lot of old school offline skills and a few media types. It was really, really eclectic. And a fresh base for me, definitely coming from this kind of technology-saturated environment where I'm mobile media making or just doing stuff with communications, and to get to meet people that work in a completely different field is invigorating. So I'm looking forward to the next meeting. I'm looking forward to offshoots. I'm looking forward to conversations that occur all around LOPO, League of Pragmatic Optimists. Keep your eye open for it. Give it a Google. Please join in.